Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It is a beautiful morning. My name is Michael Van Tool. Thanks for listening to the show this morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Brenda Davis, the realtor that moves you, an associate broker at Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate, and Hallway Industrial Cleaning, White Glove Clean. Thank you so much. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, and speaker. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning to Detroit on this very cold morning.
Henrietta Ivey, community activist, home care advocate, and our political analyst on the program. Good morning, Henrietta. Are you there, Henrietta? All right, let's go to, this might be a trouble with the line there. Let's go to evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our team here this morning, and good morning to all those that are listening.
International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stephan Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain Cathy.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the Sunday morning team. Shout out and good morning to Missionary and good morning to you, Detroit.
And let's go back. Let's see if the line is clear there. Henrietta Ivey, good morning. Okay, we're still working on that. Of course, you know, this morning, it's Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey coming up in about 25 minutes. I had a chance to speak to her this week and with an engaging conversation. First, let me just thank everybody for, I just checked some of my phone messages. I just want to thank you for all those messages, the kind messages regarding my dad, Major Fred Van Tool, retired major in the Salvation Army. Just want to thank you for that. 88 years old, and he was the senior African-American officer to retire in the Midwest U.S. Just remember a whole lot from that time together with my dad. And I remember, you know, the Salvation Army has the Salvation Army bands, and he taught me how to play the trumpet. And he played the trumpet himself, but the band in the Salvation Army is historic. I was looking at some of the music on YouTube this morning, and I remember some. I thought some of those concerts were so boring back then. You know, we got R&B, we got rap in the church now, we got gospel. You know, we got Kirk Franklin. Come on now, and you know, but I grew up with the Salvation Army staff band out of Chicago and London and Canada. That's what I grew up with. But you know what? I would pay dearly to go back and sit next to my dad at a boring Salvation Army concert just to be with him today. Now I look back on those days of, you know, when we have people and we're going through good times in our lives, you know, we have to cherish those days. We think it's a long time that we're dealing with stuff, and it's not. If you have a job, the years go by so fast. You know, all I'm saying is that we need to appreciate life and appreciate each other. I thank God for my dad, Major Fred Van Tool. The services will be at the Royal Oak Salvation Army Thursday morning. Family hours, 10 o'clock. The services are at 11. Burial will also be in Royal Oak. Of course, you know he was a career, longtime Salvation Army soldier. That's what they call him, a soldier in the fight for our lives. And he wasn't an army soldier with a gun. He was an army soldier with the Bible. And that's what I appreciate. All right. Let's take a station break. When we come back, we've got the latest in news and weather right after these messages. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet. Find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. In the news this morning, a significant number of both Democrats and Republicans currently hope to see their parties find alternatives to President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump in the next presidential election, according to a new CNN poll conducted by SSRS. But very few have specific candidates in mind, underscoring how distant and potentially mutable the 2024 race remains. The survey conducted in January and February found that 45% of Democratic and Democratic-leaning voters wanted to see the party renominate Biden in 2024, while 51% preferred a different candidate. Today, if you haven't heard, is Super Bowl Sunday live from L.A. this afternoon at 6:30, this evening at 6:30, between the L.A. Rams and, of course, our former quarterback, Matthew Stafford, and the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to face off this afternoon, and it's going to be live on NBC. The halftime show, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. What a halftime show. That little halftime show is going to go by so fast. Also, today, Donald Trump is facing many years in court. Here's a partial list of the investigations that he is currently in. He's in and out of court. His days must be just full of court proceedings and notes and meetings with lawyers. First of all, he's got the January 6th House Select Committee investigating the almost overthrow that he tried to do on January 6th. Also, there are lawsuits by Democratic lawmakers and police officers directed against Donald Trump. There's a White House document removal investigation where he has destroyed documents and also has actual classified and top secret documents in his possession. There is the 2020 investigation into the 2020 election to overturn Georgia election results. There's a 2020 fake electors in Michigan where he falsely certified Trump as the winner in Michigan. There's an investigation in New York against the Trump Organization, the Attorney General, by the Attorney General, a criminal and civil investigation. There's another Trump Organization investigation by the District Attorney of New York into it's a criminal investigation. There's a lawsuit, Mary Trump versus Donald Trump. This is in family personal finance litigation. There's a defamation of character and denial of rape charges by E. Jean Carroll against Donald Trump. And there is a lawsuit by his former attorney, Michael Cohen, versus Donald Trump and former Attorney General William Barr on claims of retaliation. So, you know, you reap what you sow, and that's what happens. Also, I noticed there's some sort of a snow advisory for today. Let's go right into to weather. Kim, what's the weather like this week?
So this is an interesting week. We are under a winter snow advisory here from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So we are expecting snow showers today with a high of 21 and a low of 9. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies with a high of 23 and a low of 8. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 30 and a low of 23. Wednesday, can I get a witness, as Bishop Kathy would say, it's going to be a rainy day. However, we will have a high of 46 degrees.
Oh, that's going to feel good. You got a witness.
That's
going to
feel amazing.
Oh, hallelujah.
However, there's going to be, yes. However, there's going to be a cold front that's going to come through, and on Thursday we will have a return to a wintry mix of weather, snow and rain, and we'll have a high of 39 and a low of 12. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high of 25 and a low of 17, and on Saturday it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 32 and a low of 15. We are under a winter snow advisory. It is from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. today. Most of the snow is expected to fall between the corridors of M59 and I-94, and the snow models right now are showing that the local accumulations for today are going to be closer to 2 inches. So be careful as you travel to your Super Bowl parties or whatever you have going on today in church services. Stay safe, make sure you bundle up, and have a great day. And
great.
That's the weather.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Henrietta, is your line available yet? Are you there?
You know what, Michael? I was on mute, and as I was speaking, I heard you say I heard you mention my name, but I didn't realize that the phone had went dark that I was on mute. But yes, I have been here all along, so I do apologize.
Okay, great. Okay, all right. The floor is yours.
I just want to say good morning, Detroit, and good morning, team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey, who's going to be joining us very soon. And let's get this started. I want to highlight y'all. I'm going to them highlights.
Great. All right, Henrietta, thank you. We appreciate you. Evangelist Christy Laster.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Just want to let you know this morning that we, the Laster family and Greater Pentecostal Temple Church, that we do love you. And although I never met your dad, I know that he had to be some type of man and a great man, because he has raised an amazing son, and you're such a blessing to us, and we really, really appreciate you. You know, I think about when I first met you, and my dad, he just kind of threw me in there, be a part of their team, talk to them, and, you know, as it pertains to missionary Hattie Humphrey's events and dinners and celebrations. And I was received with loving arms as part of the team, a part of the family. And I really, really do appreciate that. You know, I reminisce over the times that we've lost amazing people in our life. And one thing I appreciate about God is that there's a comfort and there's a peace that we experience when you have a relationship with the Lord. And we know that we don't mourn and we don't sorrow as the world do, because we understand that all of this time, all of our efforts, all of the things that we do in this life is to be able not just to enjoy this life, but to live again after the earthen vessel has been destroyed. There was a great story, and I'm going to say it really fast because we do have a missionary coming up, and I can't wait to hear her this morning. But there was a father that let his son borrow the car. And when it was an old school car, and when the son went driving off in the car, riding, having him a good time, he got into a car accident. And he was nervous and afraid to call his father and say, hey, Dad, you know, I've messed up the car. It's damaged pretty bad. Well, Dad said calmly, try to start the car up. See if the car will start up. And so son went, and he said, yeah, Dad, it starts up. I think it's going to run fine. He said, okay, let's go ahead and get rid of the body of that vehicle, but let's keep the inside. Let's keep the engine and just junk the body. So oftentimes when we lose our loved ones, it's what's on the inside that counts. The body wasn't good to be here anymore and wasn't good for use anymore, but it's all about what's on the inside. And so our manufacturer says, give me back what's on the inside, and we'll just lay that body to rest. So I thank God for his keeping power and his power of peace that helps us in these difficult times. Love you all. God bless you.
Amen. I'm writing this down. I'm writing this down. That's a teacher.
That
oh, my goodness. I need to add teacher now to that introduction for evangelist.
Yes.
Not just a minister, songstress, but a teacher. I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. That story about the car. Man. She hits another home run this morning, I tell you. You know, more people need to listen to this show, let me tell you. What a beautiful, beautiful way to explain about life and death. Amazing. Thank you, Evangelist. All right. Chaplain Kathy.
Hey, man, I've asked you time and time again not to have me come on. After the
I have begged you.
Amen.
I'm sorry.
She has given me notes for this morning's service. Amen.
You know, I'm taking it.
Yeah, God bless her spirit. There's two things that I wanted to add. One is you have a that I think is important to note during the Super Bowl here, is that also you have for the first time, a deaf rapper. Sean Forbes will be performing live as well during the Super Bowl. Also, if you would like to enjoy it, I think you need to get on the plane right now, because it's 88 and sunny out there right now where they're playing in the Super Bowl now. I think it's LA.
Whoa, wow.
Or whatever. So I just wanted to add those two things on top of it. because it, I think it was important for us to know that even during the Super Bowl, we give the deaf community, the sign community, will also be able to benefit off the excitement of this thing as well. So I wanted to add that. And then another thing I would like to add to you, Pastor Mike, is that death holds, we all know death holds no sorrow, that God can't, won't heal. Do you hear me? God will heal us through anything. And what I love about your spirit is that in spite of what you're going through, you're still getting through. I wish I had some help here. You hear me?
Yeah.
In spite of what you're going through, you're still getting through. I said to you earlier that there's some folk, you're saying, that have lost their mothers and fathers and lost their minds. But you are epitomizing the manifestation of what God will do for somebody that's going through. Amen. So I encourage you, amen, to keep on keeping on. Amen. And don't give up. Continue to tell and to show in your actions, not just your words, but even in your actions, that there is indeed a benefit in serving the true and living God. God bless you today.
Thank you. Thank you. I love those words. Thank you, Chaplain. You know, and I just want you to know that a lot of people don't know that the Salvation Army, it's an offshoot of the Methodist Church. My dad was an ordained minister, and so was my mother. And they were at first, when they first started out, he was the only approved pastor of the church. And as years went on, and of course, you know, things change, they allow women to be pastors also. So they became co-pastors. Yeah. And I and the Salvation Army, people don't realize that it's the same. We had church, Sunday school, Wednesday prayer service. We had service at Sunday evening. We had
Amen.
Sunday evening service. And the Salvation Army, they had those old traditional songs from old, you know, those old standards. The way of the cross leads home. There's no other way but this. Onward Christian soldiers. You know, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, let me tell you something.
You could sing it. Okay. Don't try to act like you want to talk
okay.
it out.
I'm just trying to recollect this morning.
Amen.
And that I grew up in, you know, it was the same church family. You know, when I see the Laster family
Amen.
And some of the others,
Amen.
You know, it reminds me of what when I was growing up. And I had to, you know, I might have told you this story before, that on when we, my dad was punctual, on time, prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We had evangelists. We had our program even for Wednesday evening prayer service. If just our family showed up, the five of us, my mother, father, sister, brother, mm-hmm. and my dad, if the just the five of us showed up, he had a program. And if
mm-hmm.
If it started at 6, he started at 6. He did not wait
That's
for
right.
somebody to come in at 6:05 or 6:25. Wherever you came in, that's where we were.
Mm-hmm.
And by 7 mm-hmm. o'clock, we were out of there, you know, because in Detroit, our church was on Grand River and Dundee, okay? It was in the hood. So he didn't want to be there late. So if prayer
mm-hmm.
service was at 6, it started at 6, and it was over by 7. And I would, all of us had a part on the program to do, you know? So, yeah.
I wish my church was like that, Brother Mike, because I went to church so much. When I was little, I just stayed in my closet one time, said, Granny, I'll go wherever. This me not going to church going to send me, because that was too much church.
Every time you turn around, we were headed to church, and that's what it was. And I know Evangelist Christy Laster knows what we're talking about. Church, it was church 24/7. It wasn't all this stuff about every Sunday. No, church was every day. every
but
day.
But do you see how the spirit, how do you see how the spirit has been broken? Because just as you're saying that, and I'm saying that we always had church, look at that moment when they said we couldn't go.
That's
when
right.
We got on lockdown. Church was even shut down on us. So it is
that's
so,
right.
I
right.
love
that's
that you
true.
Said that because no one ever felt that we would ever be stopped from going to church. When we was going from sun up to, I wish I had some help on here. When we
that's
were going
true.
From sun up to sundown. So now
that's
is
right.
a very important time for us to really stand on God's word. To say that in spite of that moment when we're not, when we wasn't going no more. Oh, we still, God still rules.
Yes,
God
he does.
God still rules. I just wanted to throw that on you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in a minute. Let me hear from Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Again, our deepest condolences on the loss of your father. But I want to encourage you, be happy in your hope. Stand your ground when you're in trouble and devote yourself to prayer. Romans 12:12. Your father and your mother, but especially your father, prepared you for life. He prepared you to be the person that you are. He prepared you for this moment. When death happens, no matter if it's expected or unexpected, we're never prepared for it. And when it's apparent, we're never prepared for it. But keep your father's memory close to you. You know who you are. You know who your father was. Keep moving forward. Keep that inspiration that he lit in you so long ago alive, and all will be well. I'm continuing to pray for you and your family. God bless.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
People, living people.
Join me in this song, in this prayer. I want the whole world to join me in singing. I know it's your heart cry.
Are you tired of all the wars? Do you know it doesn't have to be this way? Killing and destroying our world. Do you want to change? Do you want to stay the same?
Say that we wanna see,
want to see people living.
Yeah, we wanna
to see people giving love to those who
give
are blind, giving up the wrong to do right.
Right,
I think we can have a long life.
Yeah, some Bible says there will be one.
Good morning. This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Sewell. Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman & Walker and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. Franklin Wright Settlements help the child, preserve the family, and strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible donation today at 313-579-1000. And now, a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest. She's a spiritual advisor to elected officials. She's an icon to the masses. But to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Missionary.
Good morning to you, Michael, and to our staff and to all of the radio, to all of you that's there. This is a glorious day. And yet it's a day for, I'm thinking of you. But before we go further, this is my favorite scripture. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of angels, and he shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God bless you. God bless all of you. It's so good to be with you this morning, back and to our staff.
Good morning, Missionary, and thank you, and along with, I thank all the Sunday morning team who are listening and on the line with us right now. I want to thank everybody for all those kind words and messages regarding Major Fred Van Tool. my dad, who passed this Tuesday night, this week Tuesday, at 88 years old. I'm going to do a text blast and send it out, but the funeral services are Thursday, February 17th, this coming Thursday, at the Salvation Army in Royal Oak, 3015 North Main Street in Royal Oak, 3015 North Main Street in Royal Oak. At 10 a.m. is the family hour, and 11 is the services. Services are at 11. Major Van Tool was born December 21st, 1933, and he died February 8th this past week. So the services will be at the Salvation Army, Royal Oak, 3015 North Main Street in Royal Oak. The zip code is 48073. I just want to go down the list. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's hear from everybody. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst, community activist, and home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. It is always a pleasure to hear your voice on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Great, and it's good to hear you on the line, Henrietta. Also, next on the list, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, speaker, author. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Missionary. It's always great to be on the same line with you this morning. Glad to hear your voice. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress. We just added teacher because she was teaching us this morning. I tell you, we had a good start. Our devotional leader, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning.
Good morning to our amazing team. Good morning, Missionary. We've been playing phone tag this week, but it's such a blessing to be on the line with you this morning.
Great. Our lines are lighting up, let me tell you. I just wanted to let you know that the board, it's almost full of callers here right now. Yeah. All right, let's go down the list again. From the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, Chaplain Stefan Cathy. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you again, Mike. Good morning, Missionary. I'm always excited to hear your voice. Amen. And to be able to be on the other end and to hear you say that, God bless you. Amen. Because when you hear Missionary say God bless you, I wish I had some help on here. You hear her say it, you blessed. Amen. God bless you to the Sunday morning team, and God bless Detroit again.
Great, great. All right. You know, Missionary, I just, the lines have lit up so much that I do want to go ahead and just start taking some of the calls. Let's hear from our Sunday morning team member at large, Mr. Burkhardt. Good morning, Greg Burkhardt.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Michael, I'm so sorry to hear about your father. That's very hard. I've gone through it with both my father and mother, and my prayers are with you and your whole family.
Well, thank you, Greg. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. A little change, and I'll be quick here. I know a lot of people are on the call, but with Valentine's Day tomorrow, I thought I'd talk a little about St. Valentine, you know.
All right.
He lived 200 years after Christ. He was jailed by the Roman emperor, and while in jail, he befriended his jailer and his daughter. And one of the miracles he's known for is curing his jailer's daughter of blindness. And just before his death, he sent a letter to the jailer's daughter and signed it with, "From your Valentine." That's sort of the story behind the day. We forget a bit about that, and certainly in these times we need the people thinking more about compassion and love. And I want to extend my happy Valentine's Day to everybody and my special Valentine, Missionary Humphrey. So
bless
with love
you, baby.
For me to everyone else, Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, great. Thank you, Mr. Burkhart. We learned something this morning. I didn't know that. I did not know those details about it. Matter of fact, I don't even know what Valentine's Day was about, except that that's when you like get a card and buy a gift for your favorite person or something like that. But I didn't know that there was like an actual person that it was named after and all that.
Well, I can't be a teacher like Evangelist, but
I know. Isn't that something? Yes. But that's the good story. What you say, missionary?
That was very good. This is what Community Highlight is all about. We have all kind of knowledge of speakers like Barkok and all of these good things come. I'm so proud of all of you all. And I forgot to say, I lost my sister-in-law, and we buried her this couple of weeks ago. And another member at Mayflower, they just been going. Look like this year have taken out a lot of people.
We at
Community Highlight and on this show, our heart is going out to everybody. But if you keep looking to God, it's a sin to worry. If you're going to worry, well, pray. If you pray, well, worry. Wake up, world, and think about this kind of carrying on.
Yes. And, Greg, one thing I appreciate my dad, as a Salvation Army officer, you go where they send you, around the world. And I was able to travel because of that. He was born in Guyana. And my mother was born in Bermuda, and I was born in Panama, and Panama was one of the places he was assigned to, so that's why I was born in Panama. But they traveled throughout. I mean, my parents have served in Cuba, Costa Rica, Honduras, Bermuda, Jamaica, and so that's where I got the traveling bug from and continue to this day. We generally take a trip at least once a year out of the country. But I got it from him. As officers, they travel and are sent to places because they're considered missionaries and they're sent to different places. So. And then we got assigned to the United States back in the late 70s, and we were assigned to St. Louis, Missouri, then Milwaukee, then Detroit. So we got around. The only difficult part was when you had to leave your friends and school, and, we got uprooted. So we did pack up and leave and go to different places, but it was all a part of the experience of growing up, and I would not trade it for anything else, let me tell you.
So glad, Michael, that's the best news that was on what you said today. That is so wonderful. We are the committed with you. We're so glad to know you. Your father and your mother gave us a good director. All right.
Thanks. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And it's interesting. I'm going to look up more about the Salvation Army this week.
Yes.
Learn more about the organization. So great.
Yeah. Thank you. And I encourage all of you, if you get a chance, just kind of, Google and see what you can find out about the Salvation Army. One of the things is when we got transferred to different places, it wasn't just the church or the chapel. The typical, like in Chicago, when he got transferred to Chicago, he also had to manage the senior citizens high rise that was on the property. Also, he had to handle the Wednesday evening, along with my mom, the Wednesday evening women's cult service called Home League, Wednesday night prayer services. They had Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. They had social services division, where social services had offices on the ground. So when he was assigned somewhere, it was like a whole complex of services and buildings on the property. And so that's another, the environment. There was also a gym for neighborhoods, for the kids in the neighborhood. And missionary, that's why I like Franklin Wright, because That's what my dad would run, a whole complex in addition to something like Franklin Wright and the chapel. So it was all together. And it took a great mind. It took organizational skills, management skills, people skills to be a Salvation Army officer. And he was a major, which is the highest ranking officer in the Salvation Army. So I appreciate him to this day.
And his work, Michael, will never be forgotten. Remember that.
No, it's definitely.
You know why? Lost. Because the son Michael is gonna carry it on just like you're doing now. We all of us is very proud of you. Thank God for your father and your mother for giving us a good direction. Ain't that right, team?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
All right, I'm gonna take another phone call, and then I want to just because it's already 9:40, and I want to hear from the team. Individually. Let's go to Minister Randall Smith. Minister Smith, good morning, sir. We appreciate you, one of our longtime listeners. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Early happy Valentine's Day to the wonderful Mama Hattie Humphrey, my sister. And of course, you, Mike Vantool, you know you got my heart, bro.
Thank you, sir. And you know, when you take on the ministry, it's a real big challenge, opportunity, and you got great responsibilities. And I know you're entering into that now, but it's a great responsibility because you have to lead people and you have to make sure and do and say the right things. That, you know, people don't realize the responsibility they have in these positions. You're leading people. You are directing people, and if you lead people the wrong way, you're going to pay for that. You're going to be responsible, right? Right? Preach to me.
That's why circumspectly, I have to walk the way my leaders taught me, how my dad and my father, and of course the Bible puts it: you follow me. Follow Christ is he follow me as I follow Christ. This is what my leaders taught me, but the Lord is clear.
Yes,
keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. Mama Humphrey knows the words. She'll tell you keep God's commandments.
She hears you. She's listening.
And I promise you. I've got three other funerals, two funerals not be in front of me. And it's not easy. I haven't rested. I'm sitting up on the couch and I've got to go out of town now. So again, man, I understand, bro. I cry about my dad, but I remember what he told me. Son, I've gotten to where I'm tired. I'm passing the mantle on to you. So, hey, just like Mom said, Dad is, man, you're the man for the job, bro. So many
well, thank
people
you.
Love you.
Thank you, Minister Smith. I appreciate it. But let me tell you, you know, you have a great responsibility as a preacher. One of the things I remember that, my dad traveled the world to different cities, countries, preaching, and it says, it my might not be correct, but I think in Matthew chapter 20, it says something about Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. I can't quite get the, remember the wording because I'm not a Bible scholar like Evangelist Christie and Chaplain Kathy. I think in Luke chapter 16, it says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I can't remember the rest of it.
That's not coming to ordain the priest, but it do let you get him.
But that's what you do as a preacher. Let me go down and listen to the rest of the team. Let me start off with Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kimberly, go ahead. We got about 14 minutes left. Go ahead, Kimberly.
Good morning, everyone. So be careful to live your life wisely. not foolishly. Take advantage of every opportunity, because these are evil times. Ephesians 5:15-16. Michael, your father, your parents have an amazing legacy that they have passed down to you. And although you may not want to accept the mantle of ministry, as Chaplain Kathy has said to you, as Bishop Smith has said to you, and Evangelist Christy Laster and Missionary has said to you, but we all minister in our own ways. You minister through the radio.
Well, I told Missionary a long time ago, I tried to run. I was like, I don't want to be no minister. I don't want to be preaching and all this stuff and leading people and talking to a whole bunch of people. But then somehow I met Missionary Hattie Humphrey, hooking up with the top church lady in town, and went into more churches, and now even on the Praise Network. You can run, but you can't hide, right, Missionary?
That's right.
Go ahead, Kimberly.
No, I'm absolutely agreeing with you. And actually, you proved my point. You can't run from it. Accept your responsibility. You're just doing it differently. What your father instilled in you from the beginning is in you now. You've instilled it in your own children. So continue to move forward. Again, deepest condolences to you. I've also had to bury a father and bury a mother. And it changes the world around you. But know that there are people around you and care for you, and we're all praying for you and sending you love.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Henrietta Ivy.
Thank you, Michael. And again, the condolences go out. I just wanted to do a scripture, and this comes from Psalms 100, verse 3, and it says, know that Jehovah is God, and he is the one who made us, and we belong to him. I chose that, Michael, because I know losing a parent is hard. I lost my father in 2016 at the same age of your father, age 88, and it was very hard. But one thing my father taught me, because he was a man of the cloth as well, is that, you know, death is not final for us. We will see each other again. You have to just trailblaze all the things that your father taught you. Uplift him the way that you know he would want you to uplift him. Continue to be the man that he raised you to be, and you will honor him in that way. And so I just want to leave you with that quote.
Thank you. Thanks. I don't know, Missionary, is your line active? We couldn't hear you for a second ago. So we're still working on Missionary's line. Let's go to Evangelist Christy Laster. Thank you for sharing that story with us earlier.
Oh, yes. So good morning again, everyone. You know, Michael Ventoul, you talked about your running. I just want to say that you're running. It's like you were running on a treadmill. You weren't going anywhere. Also, I would say this morning, you know, we have it backwards, because when a baby enters into this world, we rejoice and we are excited and, oh, my God, life has entered the earth. And then when people go on to be with the Lord, because we know that the Bible tells us to be absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord, then we get sad and we mourn and we grieve. But the Bible also shares with us that our life is like a vapor and that our life is full of trouble. So when we come into the world, we ought to be crying and mourning and thinking about the things that we'll experience through life. But when we leave, it's an opportunity. I know we'll miss our loved ones. I lost my mother in 2017. I miss her dearly. But we'll miss them, the time spent with them, and all of that. But it's an opportunity to rejoice. If my father was on the line, he'd say that that person has graduated before you. That person has had the opportunity to be present with the Lord before you. So we rejoice when they leave here, because we know there's no more pain, there's no more suffering. It's an opportunity to be with the Lord in a way that you've never been with him before. Mm-hmm. So we've got to start flipping that thing around and understand what is being presented to us here, being present with the Lord.
I agree. I love it. I love that.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Christie. Chaplain Kathy.
Amen. God bless you. I'll give it to you right here. Status changing. No more decline. You're on my way to better days. Psalms 30, verse 5 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. The reason why you are able to move forward is because you have embraced that joy that came in your morning after you found out what had happened on that Tuesday. I wish I had just a little help on here. Amen. So I thank God for you. Keep on keeping on. Keep on showing people again that there is a benefit in serving a true and living God, because he'll get you through anything. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
I wish we can hear Missionary Humphrey. Missionary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, great, great, because I thought we lost you on your line, but
yeah.
We just got a few more minutes, and I just want to give you the opportunity to, share whatever you want to share.
This is what I want to say to all of you that's out there. This is what led me down through the year. Do one thing at a time. Be satisfied with what you have. Keep God first. Live to glorify. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let go what left behind. Learn how to say no. Be yourself. And choose to do the right thing for God. And you'll make a mountain. And I'm asking the audience to start doing just what I said. Do it today. Start next week. It's going to be a good week for all of us.
Yes, it reminded me, what you just said reminded me that, being a leader, sometimes you have to say some things to encourage people, but then sometimes you have to say things, it's called tough love. And I remember a lot of the decisions that my dad had, because he had to hire and fire and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He did all that stuff. But I could tell you this, at the dining room table, I don't know if you all watched the series Greenleaf, but we had our own mini Greenleaf in our house, because our Sunday afternoon after church, we had our big dinner, and the family sat down at dinner, and sometimes it also included my sister and her husband and her kids. So, but the discussion would be about what happened in the service on Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
But it will also include what happened in the church all week long too. So that was some hot topics at our table at our Sunday dinner. It was some hot topics. Like, for instance, one day the van driver didn't come back on time. We fill up the tank on Sunday morning, and they even have a credit card. And then they go and pick up. They have their list of people to pick up. And then after church, they got to take everybody home and come back. And there's a certain time they're supposed to be back, okay? If you take 15 people home, then there's a time to come back. But the bus driver didn't come back till real late one evening, after dropping people off at 1 or 2 o'clock. And we found out that they were taking the van and running their own personal errands all over town with the church van using up the gas. But when the guy came back, finally brought it back, my dad went out to speak to him and everything. But he was a nice guy. Never saw him after that. That was his last day. But he was a nice guy, but sometimes my dad had to fire people like the bus driver or the janitor and things like that. But it was all part of managing, and it was all part of the job. So, that's what happened. I am going to play You Are Everything. This gentleman called Minister Smith wrote and sang this song called You Are Everything, and it's like, I think the words are, you're more than a mother, you're more than a father, sister. Is that right, Minister Smith?
Yes, sir.
Those words come through loud and clear this morning. We're going to play that on the way out, so I just wanted to let everybody know. Yeah. Missionary, you got the last word.
Just wanted to say, may the God bless all of us that's listened, and Maka, we are with you. Bless you and your family forever. Amen.
Thank you. And to those of you who didn't hear earlier, I'm going to text everybody today, and I'll send out a mass text blast this afternoon. But the services are Thursday in Royal Oak, and the address is 3015 North Main Street in Royal Oak, 48073. The family hour is 10, and the service is at 11. And I'll send you more information. And then there will also be live streaming. So those of you who are not able to make it can view it on the screen. I'll be doing the obituary and a poem for my dad. Thank you all. I love you. God bless you. Thank you, missionary and Sunday morning
team.
God
bless you, baby.
All the
listeners. God bless you, too, sir.
Have
God bless everybody.
Have a great day today. Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you.
God bless everyone.
More than a mother, father, sister, brother, you are everything. Oh, yeah. Mm. You are all that I need. You
to the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer.
Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Hold your head up high, look up to the sky.